2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
10 people charged with rioting and criminal trespass after the chaotic protests over the inland port in July. We'll hear the Salt Lake City mayor candidates get testy over the port. Coming up in 2 minutes, I'm Todd Fuchs.
Second, a new report from a team of major college researchers that says big oil has been misleading us about how bad fossil fuels are for the climate for years. The report quotes internal documents from ExxonMobil. They've denied doing anything wrong. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
In Davis County, busy from Burton Lane to Antelope Drive. Salt Lake Valley, I-15 sluggish, 3300 south to Midvale and Bangor Highway slow, California to 3500 south. Lynn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Skies are starting to clear and temperatures drop into the 30s tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
55 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Democrats led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are calling for a Senate vote on a House resolution condemning President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria.
The president has betrayed and deserted our partners and allies, created a security vacuum that our longest-standing adversaries, Iran, Putin, and Assad, are exploiting.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's response to the Democrats.
By the sound of their comments, it almost sounds as if they're coming around to Republicans' long-held views on the necessity of American leadership all around the world.
House Republicans are pushing for a vote to censure Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff over an opening statement he made at a hearing last month as part of an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. A censure has no legal consequence. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Two candidates for Salt Lake City mayor squared off on the debate stage today, a debate hosted right here at KSL Broadcast House. They answered questions regarding community policing, mental health resources, and the proposed Utah Inland Port, namely the ongoing lawsuit against the project. City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall says she's worried about environmental impact.
Salt Lake City needs to be using the federal framework of our being in serious non-attainment for the Clean Air Act as a tool for us to insist that whatever this business plan is that they're working on fits within this air quality framework. I'm not sure how it can. And I've asked the Division of Air Quality as the chair of the State Air Quality Board to show us how can an inland port fit in a serious non-attainment area, and they've been politically hamstring. We have to have answers to this. It literally may not be able to fit. And the federal rules that we exist in will be part of our framework for deciding that.
State Representative Luz Escamilla says she's been against the proposal since the beginning.
I think the first thing we need to do is to get a health impact assessment right away. Continue with the lawsuit. I'm very better confident with the revised lawsuit presented by the current mayor and the administration, and, you know, making sure that we're focusing on the Ripper Clause of Utah Constitution as well as the Equal Protection Clause. The reality is, moving forward, we need to have a mayor that can work with everyone that's participating in this process, including the community that doesn't trust government right now, doesn't trust the leadership in the city, and feels uncomfortable with the whole process. So to me, that's critical that you can work with all of them moving forward.
Mendenhall took an opportunity to call out Escamilla on her claim to have always been against the port.
This legislative session in March, Senate Bill 268, major transportation bill, had a lot of funding pieces in it for roads throughout the state, even a UTA transit exploration study. The senator walked out on that bill. It had $28 million explicitly for construction in the inland port. She didn't speak to it. She didn't even vote on it. She voted on the bill before it and the bill immediately after. She had a chance, $28 million explicitly for the port, and she walked out on it. We can't afford a mayor who walks out on inland port conversations anymore.
Escamilla defended herself.
That bill was addressing infrastructure in the state prison. State prison that the city supported, and now we're dealing with that aftermath. An inland port that the city master plan on the master plan of 2015, that we're dealing with that aftermath now. So yeah, we need infrastructure in the state prison. I wasn't there. I would have voted in that situation with everything else that was in the list. But to me, that's not an inland port bill, Councilwoman. Not like you did with the with negotiating with the governor and the Republican behind doors.
All right, there's a little bit of the back and forth between State Representative Luz Escamilla and City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall. Mail-in ballots are out there for Salt Lake City Mayor. KSL News Time 449. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Let's go to Len Thomas.
As you get on the flow of I-15, the biggest slow and go remains 3300 South to South Interchange. You've also got that slow road that goes from Redwood Road eastbound to I-15. And the 201 freeway also still slow from Bangor out to 5600 West. Michelle?
Well, the good news, they have that crash cleared westbound on Pioneer Crossing. The bad news is the delays have not gone away yet. Now, if you're on Bangor Highway, seeing scattered slowdowns from Salt Lake all the way down to the Riverton-Bluffdale line, 5600 West, still solid from California Avenue into West Valley. Steve?
And if you're on Southbound Foothill Drive, you're going to be tapping those brakes in spots. Scattered slowdowns from Mario Capecchi Drive all the way out to about 21st South. Out of downtown Salt Lake City, northbound 15, not a bad drive, really, just a bit thick at 6 North. A little slow there at 2300 North up to the North Interchange and through North Salt Lake and Centerville. And more delays in Davis County from Burton Lane, Kaysville up to the Layton Hills Mall. And northbound 89 getting just a bit busy there through Fruit Heights to 200 North. Cooler temps, leaves changing colors. Now's the time to come into Alpine Fireplaces. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, or pellet fireplaces and stoves. Visit alpinefireplaces.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Your 7-day forecast now, courtesy of Kevin Eubank.
Overnight, look for mostly clear skies and cool temperatures. Lows will be in the upper 30s. During the day on Tuesday, we'll start out clear, but then clouds will increase during the day as we watch a weak storm system clip through northern Utah and southern Idaho. That'll drop temperatures on Wednesday back into the 50s under partly cloudy skies. And then for the end of the week, we're going to get some sunshine. Temperatures climb back into the mid to upper 50s on Thursday, low 60s on Friday and Saturday, with sunny skies to go through the first half of the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
55 degrees in Salt Lake City. I got a puppy on Friday. My coworkers are tired of hearing about it, so can I talk to you? We wanted to name it after a song. And my wife's favorite is Barry Manilow. And so this is what we chose.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her leg.
Lola. Michelle Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Lola's home listening. She wants to know how the Dow finished. Your business news in just a moment.
When it comes time to trust a company with the health care of your employees or loved ones, look to Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Regence understands that the choices you make help shape the health and well-being of the people you count on the most. And when you choose Regence, you have access to a full suite of cutting-edge digital solutions to help you with your healthcare costs and award-winning customer service professionals ready to serve you. Backed by national reach and access, with all the compassion of the Blue Cross and the strength of Blue Shield, you and your employees are covered wherever they go. Regence is here to help you get the healthcare you and your employees need, when you need it. Your company deserves a trusted partner to help you get the most of your healthcare investment. Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Visit us at Regence.com or talk to your local broker to find out more. Regence, proud to be serving the healthcare needs of Utah. Proud to be your partner. Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
You can really feel fall in the air right now. And there's something about this time of year, harvest time, everything else. You kind of want to get your home ready for the wintertime season ahead. Perfect time to call. My friends at Zero Res, I'm Doug Wright. We have called Zero Res for years and years. I've known these folks almost since the very inception of the Zero Res company. They have never, ever let me down. Every time they come to our home, they just do a superb job. And the people that come into our home are the kind of folks you welcome into your house, that it's nice to have them there. Very recently, we had Alonzo clean all of the carpets down in our basement. We gave him a little bit of a challenge with all of the wear and tear we had during the past summer. And of course, we have pets as well. Right now, why don't you call the people at Zero Res? Or maybe better yet, just schedule online. It's so simple, even I can do it. Search Zero Res Carpet Cleaning, and right now it's only $33 per room. Pre-treated, cleaned, and Zero Resified. Count on the people we count on. Zero Res.
For the first time ever, Diamonds Direct is giving you a free diamond engagement ring setting valued at up to $1,200 when you buy a diamond from Diamonds Direct this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is an unprecedented opportunity. Just come in, let us help you find the perfect diamond, and your diamond setting is on us. A savings of up to $1,200. We've put together an incredible collection of top trending sparkling settings for you to choose. Diamond Twist, Halo, Pave, all of the most popular styles. Gorgeous engagement. Engagement ring sure to be on her Pinterest board. Think about it. A diamond setting means you can invest more in her center diamond. Go bigger. Or put that extra cash toward planning the perfect proposal. Don't miss this incredible first-time offer from Diamonds Direct. Buy your diamond this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and your diamond setting is on us. Instant savings up to $1,200. It's 3 days only this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get details at diamondsdirect.com/Salt Lake. Diamonds Direct, always finding ways to give you more value.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL, brought to you by Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Amazon is under fire for shipping expired food from third-party vendors. Buyers are worried about outdated baby food, beef jerky, coffee creamer. A CNBC report points to a number of product reviews citing this problem. KSL Drives, the price gap is shrinking between gas and electric cars. Industry analysts say the electrics will soon be within reach of Gen Z car buyers. The price for electric batteries is responsible for the drop in electric car prices. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 57 points. The S&P gained 20. The NASDAQ added 73. Time for Jazz Notes on KSL. Here's Cleon Wall.
Lots of love for members of the Utah Jazz Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coach Quinn Snyder received a contract extension. The team picked up the contract options of Tony Bradley and Donovan Mitchell. And Mitchell even opened up his own Stance sock store at City Creek.
I think it was like 30,000 people showed up. You know, I don't know how many people are here, but like the love and reception we get from being here is crazy.
But even with all that love, we still don't know how great this team will be. On paper, looks awesome. Mitchell believed they will be a great team if they come together.
It's getting to know each other more, getting more comfortable with where guys are getting their shots from, where guys need to be defensively, where guys, I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
We'll see how together they are during Wednesday's home opener against the Thunder. And don't forget KSLSports.com's home opener party from 5:30 to 7 p.m. that night, right to the north of the arena. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.